welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagela bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that at all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Beginning our program this time, as usual, this is the information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service. The Australian Government's Department of Space Services in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar summary. The IPS advises that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is now down to 96.96, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number is 43. That's 43. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. The IPS further reports that solar activity is now classified as low, and that level of activity will continue for some time. We're still running through sunspot cycle 24, and then on the downward side of the plateau, and sunspot cycle 25 is expected to materialise before the end of the current calendar year. So in the meantime, high frequency propagation on frequencies above about 14 megahertz, that's long distance multi-hop propagation during darkness or semi-darkness hours, will not be very reliable. But frequencies above about 40 megahertz during daylight hours should be satisfactory. We're moving closer to the end of the current international shortwave broadcasting season, and the new transmission season starts October 26. Now, in the meantime, we've been experiencing quite good propagation here in Melbourne during our afternoon time spans on the 11 megahertz band. Here's some interesting observations I made recently in the time period 0420 to 0440. This was from a field site adjacent to Melbourne's famous Yarra River. In Melbourne's outer east, at the canoe launching ramp, Lower Homestead Road, in the outer suburb of Wonga Park. We note reception of the Argentine foreign radio at Buenos Aires with its Chinese service. Radio Dabanga, the political station broadcasting via the relay in the Vatican, and NHK Radio Japan via the WRMI North American relay. And here's a summary, which I hope will be of interest to listeners. 11580, the USA, the Avicama Ministry via WRMI. And these are all 0422, 0440. 11600, Radio Dengue, Kurdistan, broadcasting from the Issoudun relay station in France, with programs in Kurdish. India, two frequencies for All India Radio, 11620 in Urdu and 11670 in Persian. And the Vatican Radio on 11625, broadcasting from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station, with programs to Africa in the Tigrinya language. Another frequency from the Vatican Radio is actually a relay of Radio Dabanga, a political station using leased facilities over the Vatican Radio on 11645, programming in Sudanese. Iran, some frequencies for the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 11660 in Arabic, 11825 in Hebrew, and 11925 in Turkish. And Argentina, the Argentine External Service broadcasting in Chinese on 11710. That's actually an afternoon service for Asia, broadcasting and the beam of that transmitter is actually over the Pacific Ocean. Two Brazilian stations, 11780 and 11815. And the Oman relay station carrying the BBC programs, 11895 in Persian and 12095 in English and 12015 NHK Radio Japan by the North American relay, WHRI, in Spanish. And 11980, Voice of Turkey in Turkish. And 11905, Sao Tome, the Voice of America with programs in African languages such as Kirundi. So some good reception there in our Melbourne mid-afternoon period on the 25 metre band, 11 megahertz band, with interesting signals from North America, Africa, South America, Europe, Middle East and Asia. Here now is some information from the original high frequency broadcasting schedule of the High Frequency Coordination Committee, which is the body responsible for planning and allocating frequencies for international broadcasting. These frequencies were the outcome of the recent planning conference held in Brisbane here in Queensland, Australia, during late August. Now, the schedule is, of course, far too long. It's many thousands of entries, but some interesting observations from the tentative schedule for the schedule starting October 26. 9990, a frequency for a brokered station in Bulgaria in Arabic, schedule of 1600 to 1830. The same frequency, the IBB Washington from Kuwait, 0830 to 1330 in Farsi, and from Iranavilla in Sri Lanka, 1330 to 1430 in Farsi. 15030, All India Radio, English programming to Australia, 945 to 1100. And 17480, the broadcasting station from 1015 to 1330 in Arabic and English, that's from Radio Cairo in Egypt. And 21840, this is a frequency allocated to the Vatican Radio for 24 hours broadcasting when required for the Disaster Relief Project, International Disaster Relief Project. It comes on the air from time to time with programming sponsored by various international broadcasters. Now that's 21840, 24 hours schedule in various languages. Now another station, Radio Romania International, for the new transmission season, broadcasting in English, is scheduled 0630 to 0700 to Australia, 17780 and 21580, and that's a time shift, because European countries and radio stations change their time back to their winter or normal time on that weekend. And Vatican uses relays in various overseas countries. They include transmitters in Madagascar, Greenville, North Carolina, Tanang in the Philippines, Tinian Islands in the Marianas, and Palaog in the Philippines. Now, also for the new season, Transworld Radio relays include overseas transmitters at Tashkent in Uzbekistan, Manzini in Swaziland, Chisinau in Moldova, Muspren in Austria, Nauen in Germany, and in Guam, and in Yerevan, Armenia, and in Dabaya in the UAE. And the Ventus World Radio itself, for the new transmission season, transmitting sites in Guam, Trincomalee in Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Muspren in Austria, Madagascar, Issoudun in France, and Mayotte in South Africa. And HCJB, the Voice of the Andes, the station still operates. It uses a transmitter on 6050 for local transmissions broadcasting to South America. Its international service is now carried over various international relays, and they include Muspren in Austria, Wien am Moor in Austria, Nauen in Germany, and Wolferton in the United Kingdom. And the Madagascar relay station, the Madagascar relay station is now being used, as well as Sao Tome, the Dabaya relay station at UAE, Trincomalee in Sri Lanka, and Ascension for programs which are in parallel with Mayotte in South Africa. And the Voice of Turkey to Australia, also a time-shifted transmission for the new season. The new time is 21:30 to 22:30, and the frequency is 9610. Now, some other services for the new transmission season. Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, the frequency registered as 21665, 0300 or 0600. It's not exactly certain what this transmission is. It's indicated by the HFCC as CSL. We don't know what that abbreviation is. We believe it's an Arabic language political broadcast. And further information from All India Radio for the new season, English to Australia, is 0945 to 1100 on four frequencies, 13695, 15030, 17895, and 17510. And the morning service to our area, 2030 to 2230, 9910, 11620, and 11740. So those were some frequencies and schedules from the provisional schedule of the HFCC, effective October 26. And those frequencies may, of course, change as the season progresses. And that completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.